Next up, it's Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Tanya Gibson.
Green chili. That's chili with an E on the end, never an I. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Are you completely indifferent, or are you not even sure exactly what it is? Do you have a moment's pause when you wonder if people are just talking about green bell peppers and why they are acting like those are so special? Completely understandable. I grew up in southwest New Mexico, unarguably, to us anyway, the green chili capital of the world. Every fall you can smell the roasting from all corners, which permeate everything you do and everywhere you go. The smell is definitely fantastic and even a bit intoxicating, but still, even with my background, I won't pretend to be a green chili junkie. Growing up, green chili went into everything. Maybe that's why I don't consider myself an over-the-top fiend. It was simply a way of life. In my blood and a given, despite what was being served. It was a staple in stroganoffs, meatloaves, roasts, bean and cheese burritos, and eggs. I'm certain I was introduced to eating chili far before I could speak, but I would need to check in with my mother to confirm. It was a way of life in my tiny town and a definite staple in our authentic New Mexican foods. It was nearly every Saturday that my mom would put on a pressure cooker pot of pinto beans and make cornbread, both often with green chili accents. Burgers in restaurants, fast and slow, were served with chopped and roasted green chili along with the more traditional toppings. In fact, green chili burgers were invented in New Mexico, and if you want, you can Google and then follow the green chili burger trail through the state and find your own personal favorite. Or you can walk down the street and pass on the burgers and find green chili stew or a breakfast-type hash filling sopapillas to the brim. The choices are diverse and endless. My personal favorite is green chili stew. It's as ubiquitous as chicken noodle soup in New Mexico and happily served for heartbreak, colds, and in celebration and mourning. Ironically, in what seems a deep betrayal to my home state and generations-long traditions, the best green chili stew I've ever had was actually in downtown Denver. It was neither heartbreak nor illness that brought me to this stew, but a simple hunger on a long vacation day and a thought to try it and see if it was up to par. It was. And then some. I've spent years trying to chase a close replica to that bowl of goodness, and while some are close and most divine, I often long to have another and finally tease the secret out of that bowl. In addition to everyday foodstuffs, my mother swears by eating things with chili in them when you have a cold. Looking it up, it seems there is definitely truth behind this, and she has science backing her up. Not that any New Mexican needs science backing up their good common chili sense, but it was still nice to see it represented articles on the side of personal generational history. Consumption of chili while ill seems to help thin the mucus and clear sinus passages, easing symptoms. It's also rumored to help protect lungs from other, worse ailments as well, warding off pneumonia at the end of those pesky viruses. Due to this, it was a routine decongestant in our house, which, as a lover of chips and spice, I rarely argued. It's also been shown that eating chili lowers your body temperature, keeping you cooler when it's hot outside. It seems counterintuitive, but I've survived enough desert summers to see some logic behind this particular claim. It's also said endorphins are released as you eat green chili, so eating this can literally make you happier. I know the majority of one particular state that would wholeheartedly agree with that statement. Add to these the dozen or so other rumored medicinal properties, and we see green chili as one little hardworking overachiever. My personal favorite random green chili fact, however, is the rumored anti-aging properties. I come from a long line of women who, despite a lifetime of hard work and New Mexico sun, have fantastic skin. I always blamed, or thanked, simple genetics, or a good moisturizer, but maybe it was actually our steady-from-birth diet of green chili? Who am I to argue with that? Now, back to finding that perfect green chili stew recipe. This is Tanya Gibson for Bread and Butter.